license on this thing, John, I'll tell you. It takes just about any terrain. It's really a remarkable machine.
Jerry's climbing the slope right now, Charlie. We're only doing, got a VMAX and we're only doing 8 clicks. So you know this has got to be steep.
We're pulling a little over 40 amps, Tony.
Okay.
Got about 20 minutes of driving time left.
Somebody tell Ken how dirty we are.
Yeah. You want to let us in the hatch?
Or not. Okay, Tony, we're at just past an end crater. And okay. The rocks appear to be the same as we sampled. In texture, they may be not as shocked as the ones up on the rim. I could grab you one in about a minute.
No, we better press on.
Let's go over and look at the rim, John, here. Okay.
Incidentally, we were able to track you and the rover on the way out with the PSC. And they're able to see you now on the way back with the active seismic geophones. We'd like to be sure that you are in the same tracks you were going out.
That's true.
Okay.
True, that's true.
And we're at 192 at 1.9. Hey, John, right. Babe, look at that. Look right, please. Get this old picture. Hey, Tony, we're going to drive over to the rim of Palmetto, which is a pretty good site.
Okay.
And we see some blocks on the inner rim, but nothing that really appears to be outcropped. And it's really a deep crater, Tony.
I don't see the bottom.
We can't see the bottom, and we're right on the rim. It must be 100 meters or so deep.
Pictures of it, Charlie?
No, I didn't get it. I thought we were going to do a 180.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. He's starting now. Click, 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 click. Okay, that's about a four-shotter. It might not be complete overlap, but I think it'll be good enough. Okay, we're heading out, Tony.
Okay.
And the rim here is cobbly. I wouldn't say it's blocky, but it's cobbly.
I think we've been averaging 11 kilometers, Houston.
Okay.
Look at that view back towards South Ray. Isn't that spectacular?
Looking ahead at the tracks, could you tell when you picked up the softer regolith on the tracks that you came out?
They all look the same, haven't they, you, John?
Softer regolith coming out from the limb.
Right, you mentioned up on North Ray that you only went in an eighth of an inch or so.
Now, the regolith does change character right past the limb, and it's a lot less blocky, you know? I think this ray right here...
What? I think this is probably a ray, yeah. Either that or it came out of Palmetto.
This was would have been a good choice for a rocking traverse. See over there in the far rim over there, don't you see something looks like down in that ledge down there?
Yes, there are two spots over there that might be outcropped, Tony.
No, that's probably a secondary. That's probably a big rock clot from
north ray.
Yeah.
That's where it is. See, just hit in there.
There's one farther around, though, on the southwest rim, John, that sticks out like it's eroded away from underneath it.
That
has a hint of bedrock, but it's, and that's about on the southwest, about 20% down from the upper rim of Palmetto, Tony.
Okay, we copy that.
But it's just one, it's one little isolated block, and I don't really think it's means much. Still can't see the limb. We're on the
be south ray, though. Get a picture.
I'm getting them as fast as I can pull the trigger. We thought we'd be able to see the rim from here, Tony, but we're you can't do it. I mean the limb, but you can't do it. That thing says 194 or 1.4. I bet you that's right. We came farther east.
Yeah, we're way east.
Yeah. Okay, Tony, between Gator and Palmetto.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we missed it.
Good suspension.
Yeah.
Now we're all holding onto our chairs.
Between Gator and Palmetto, we almost hit a great big rock, but old Percy here avoided it. Look at that, 194, John. Takes us right out our tracks. Between Gator and Palmetto, Tony, there's a swale depression that runs east-west. That is apparently more craters than and a lot fresher craters there than what we've been driving on between Palmetto and North Ray.
Now, Roger.
No, I just finished my 2 pounds of potassium.
Finished your 2 pounds already?
Yeah, I don't know whether I'm driving or sloshing.
Okay, we copy that.
Don't let's go unstable with a fuel slosh, folks.
That's right. My fuel slosh problem is getting beat up fierce.
And the command module just did their plane change burn. It's good burn.
Good.
Drill. Howard. Yeah.